All right.
Just really briefly, excited to be here in San Antonio at the Alamo Bowl. It'll be a great experience for our players, and I know having I've never coached in one of these, but I have heard and talked to a lot of colleagues that said this is as good as it gets when it comes to bowl games. So excited to be here. Questions.
Any update on players, injuries, anything? Guys back in practice?
No, Colin is running around great. Other than that, am I missing anybody? Yeah. Ryan's doing well. He'll be our starting punter.
Any updates on Jordan Whittington?
Going great. Obviously had to have another procedure with complications from the prior surgery, but he's in great hands with Dr. Myers. He's the best in the world, and we think we finally are on the right track to progress. So hoping hopefully by the time when a workout start, he'll be cleared to go.
Anthony Cook and Kate Brewer, you know, just spent both those guys.
Yep.
So talk about you, talking about the seniors getting to finish them off in Texas and just how important it is to be right down the road and play a team like Utah.
Yeah, it's huge. All of those things. You know, this is our senior class has done something pretty special, and these guys will have an opportunity to, win a third straight bowl game for the first time in 10 years. And over 10 years, I think 2008, right, was the
six through eight
was the last time Texas had won three straight bowl games. So, we really want to see them do that, and to do it against an opponent like Utah that had an amazing season, 11 wins, in front of hopefully what will be a heavily burnt orange clad crowd. That'd be a really neat way to send our seniors out.
Those seniors, they played for previous coach for 1 year, and then they played for you for the next three. What can you say about the fact that even after that first season that they came and played for you and at this point now?
Yeah, they've all, I can't thank them enough. They all stuck around. They all probably knew how difficult it was going to be. I think they even, as 18-year-old freshmen, knew the challenges that were ahead of this program to get us back to where we believe that we need to be. And, they very could have easily said, hey, I'm not up for that. And they all stuck around. They all contributed quite a bit to our success. And, again, can't thank them enough.
Can you talk about your offensive coordinator search, where it is? I feel like it's wrapped up, or what can you tell us?
No, I can't tell you much other than pleased the way that it went, pleased that I had the opportunity to talk to as many quality candidates as we did. We knew that we got to get this right, and but it's got to be not just right for not just right for the masses, but right for Texas, and right for what we believe in and who we want to be on that side of the ball. And so I'm very pleased with where we're at on that timetable.
That in mind, is this the last time you think you'll be having a play sheet in front of you and calling out plays or coaching? Do you want it to be?
You never want to say never, but I hope so. I know I was a better head coach when I didn't have that responsibility, and I owe it to this program to be the best version of me. And so I think, just the way I'm wired works, and some people it works well for, some it doesn't. Some have tried it both ways and have fallen in love with one way and not so much the other way. But I know for me, again, you know, you feel like you become a jack of all trades and master of none, right? And I don't ever want to rob Peter to pay Paul and, you know, diminish my ability as a head coach to try to be the best offensive play caller that I can be. And so you never want to say never, but hopefully this will be the last time for a while at least.
Will you have any early enrollees practice with you?
No, we didn't think. You know, I think it makes sense if you're playing in the playoffs, especially if you make it to the second round, because you can't bring them to the bowl site. They can only be on campus. And we'll have only had, by the time everything's done, 8 practices, just because of the way recruiting calendar worked, the shortage of coaches that we had. So we didn't feel like, you know, and then it's got to time up with their graduation, their signing day, all of that stuff. I mean, we're talking maybe 1 or 2 practices. It just didn't make a whole lot of sense.
Tom, what did you feel like you got out of the on-campus practices in terms of developmental guys? And any of those guys that, you know, we didn't get to see in the regular season, any of those guys that have made progress?
Oh, they all have. I think the offensive line, you know, stands out to me. You know, David Benda's having a heck of a few days of practice. He's got a great motor. Kenyatta Watson is someone that's got a very bright future here. You know, it is nice to know that we're going to have Josh Thompson for 2 more years. I know he's not a developmental guy per se, but to see him over on the scout team, you know, gives you a lot of hope in the back end there in the future. But I'm trying to think. You know, Kennedy Lewis has a bright future here. Obviously, Marcus Washington continues to get better. Jake Smith has had a heck of a few weeks in terms of practice. And, you know, I think he's kind of on the other side of that kind of that freshman hump and really continuing to progress. I'm sure I've forgotten some guys, but I think our 2 young safeties, I know they're, you know, they've started games, so to say that they're developmental guys, but Chris Adamora and Tyler Owens have really shown glimpses of improvement.
We didn't got time for 2 last ones, guys.
We didn't see a ton of Casey and Thompson this year. Was he still like the trajectory?
Oh, yeah. We had some guest coaches that were at our practice yesterday, and I had one kind of nudge me and say, hey, that backup you got's pretty dang good, isn't he? I said, yeah, he's really, really talented. And, you know, when he gets his shot, there's no doubt in any of our minds that, you know, he's got the skill set to be a championship-level quarterback here.
First one, Todd. Played in a bowl game well with the layoff, with the change of schedule, with the dynamics that go into a bowl game? What did you learn?
Have fun. You know, I think when, as an assistant, having been at different ways of doing things, you know, some head coaches, you know, treat it like it's training camp. We don't. You know, we want to have a lot of fun. We want to get our work in. But then, especially when you get to the site, you've got one objective, and that's to win the game. And we talked a lot about that yesterday as a team. The second objective, you know, everything else becomes secondary. Having fun, enjoying San Antonio, enjoying the camaraderie with your teammates, all of that. But once you hit the bowl site and you're here for those 4 or 5 days, the biggest objective is to win the game.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you.